This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we'll welcome those texts and calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for Newell Norman, by the way, in case you're tuning in wondering where Newell is and what's going on. He's enjoying himself on his annual hunting trip, and he's got a hunter sitting in the studio replacing him so he can do it. He will be back with you on Monday. I'll be here for the rest of the show today until 1 o'clock, and then tomorrow from 10 to 1. We just were talking with Chris Lecoq, who is the producer of the program, Bayou Wild TV. He's one of my partners in the show. We are beginning to kick off in February. I believe Saturday, February 3rd, I believe, is the first date when you can watch the full show that will have episodes containing Tigers in the Wild, LSU athletes doing what a lot of you and I love to do in Louisiana. Let's get out and enjoy the outdoors. Our first segment you'll see is with Cade Woods, a transfer portal pitcher, came from Alabama, but he's a Louisiana guy back home now, and also the catcher on the national championship team, Alex Malazzo, who will be returning. It was a combination cast and blast, a fishing and duck hunting trip with hackberry rod and gun with one of our Saturday morning field reporters, Kirk Stansel, and Bobby Stansel, his brother. Great folks, had a great time, and I think you're really going to enjoy the show. Lance Burgos is with us. He is the guy that coordinates the student athletes to get them on the show. And Lance, NIL is very recent. The transfer portal hasn't been around that long, and I was talking with Hunt Palmer. We were looking over the LSU baseball lineup for the coming season, and those things have certainly impacted that sport and all of them. If you would, tell us how it is dealing with LSU and the athletes when you're trying to secure a player who is now eligible to be paid for it. Are you dealing directly with the player, his family, an agent? How is it done?
Well, you know, first I'd like to know your outlook and what Hunt said on our baseball season. I didn't get to listen to the segment, but so I didn't know if, you know, he was optimistic and if you had, you know, something there. And certainly have to talk about, the other side of this and work with the athletes. There's a lot of ways for companies to do that, but I didn't know if we could get a quick cliff notes on Hunt's outlook.
He was very optimistic about it. He more or less agreed with the national rankings that, you know, I think has LSU around number 4, depending on which one you look at. But if you miss any of the features here, you can go to WWL.com and just click on audio. And if you put in, actually in this case, put in Newell Norman's show, and it'll take you to all of the daily podcasts. And I tell you what, there's nobody who knows more about LSU baseball than Hunt Palmer. I found that out yesterday. I thought I knew a lot because I really do follow him. But Hunt is the champion. And, of course, he's with the LSU Sports Network. But he was very optimistic about it, and it was certainly advantageous to be able to get the transfer portal. Now, how much NIL will come into that? I'm sure we're going to see that with, you know, guys that are returning, you know, to the team. But in the case of your dealings with them, where do you start? Do you go to LSU for referrals? Do you go to the players? Do you talk to their agents? How does that work?
Well, there's a lot of ways. You know, LSU has a wonderful NIL shop, basically, in its department. They can help you. A lot of folks can reach out to the kids directly. I mean, believe it or not, when I was on the other side of this and representing multimedia rights, the student athletes, you know, we were some of the information to the partners and supporters of LSU were to feel free to instant message them, direct message them. And so there was a lot of that going on, but there's definitely firms you can work with. that specialize in NIL, and certainly I think LSU's NIL department, really great the way they're trying to educate the community on how to engage. Taylor Jacobs runs that department for the athletics, for athletics at LSU, and you know, that's another way. You know, they're there to help, and so there's a lot of ways to engage with student athletes.
The NIL has been described by several people as the Wild Wild West. It's kind of like a pioneer situation right now because people are not clear on if there are rules, what those rules are, how funds can be acquired, you know, and what can be done as far as the players and in the university. But certainly to any university's advantage to be able to offer something similar to what we're offering in any aspect, whether it be billboards or TV commercials, endorsements or social media or, you know, appearances on television shows. If they can offer that extra exposure and not to mention the cash in the pockets of the athletes, that's a real drawing card for a university.
Yep, it is. And LSU's done a terrific job of capitalizing on their student athletes' exposure, how NIL has affected their careers, their livelihoods. But, you know, to your point in dealing with the athletes, it's actually been, I mean, really impressive, I say, because they're a lot more polished. They're a lot more advised by LSU and Taylor's group over with LSU Athletics on how to, you know, handle this moment and this opportunity to represent brands and, you know, put their personal brands out there and things they're passionate about and partnering with companies that are like-minded.
You know, is there any limitations on which athletes can be involved or positions at the university that could qualify for NIL? And maybe you can confirm this this rumor. So far, it's a rumor that someone in the Baton Rouge area has entered an NIL agreement with one of the cheerleaders, or is it Golden Girls? It wasn't clear. Did you hear anything about that?
I don't know about an individual NIL agreement with I'll call them the Spirit Squad, but I wouldn't doubt that that's going to happen. And yeah, so other than that, no, I didn't hear about that yet. But you know, we really appreciated how LSU helped us engage with the athletes. The kids take it professionally; they get great advice, and I was most impressed with how professional they handle, you know, the commitments, the interviews, social posts, the things that go behind promoting a new media property like we're launching in Tigers in the Wild.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's enough competition for student athletes' time. Well, let's face it, they've got classes and degrees to earn it. They've got to attend. And then, of course, the overwhelming workload. And when I was talking to Cade and Alex about their schedules, what time they get up, what they do, and then to enter into pretty much a sideline business of the NIL, it keeps them on their toes, no doubt about it.
Yeah, the scheduling can be tough, but, again, they handle it well, and they're very mature about the opportunities. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. I'd be remiss not to mention, you know, when you talk about the NIL side, I love the story we have with our presenting partner, Don Sunshine Equipment. You know, it kind of collided with the same time they launched their NIL initiative with the football players and all those individual guys. And, you know, kudos to Grace Vest over there. She kind of talked to me about our concept. She loved the synergy. And, you know, we talked about how Tigers in the Wild can help them gain exposure to some of the, you know, student athletes we bring out on our adventures.
Yeah, John Deere and Sunshine jumped up and really, you know, stepped up to the plate in big time. And, of course, for anything like this to be successful, it does require sponsorships, and this is the way to do that. If someone wants to become a sponsor, and I believe we still have some openings for a couple of them, I guess they just need to get in touch with me or you, and we can set them up with it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure they could visit your website, and yeah, we're certainly happy to talk to them about our offerings and what we have envisioned for the program.
Well, you know, I was excited to hear from Witt and West, the Weeks brothers, about this airboat hog hunt that we're going to be going on. It's part of an annual event called Troops and Tusks. There's a group where they actually go out, and if people know the story of feral hogs, they're very problematic here in Louisiana, and there's every effort to encourage people to go out and take them because they are detrimental to the resources and also the agricultural industry here in Louisiana. So in February, They actually send teams out. They go out and try to bring in the biggest and the most hogs that they can. And, of course, we got these players to kind of do a little bit of advance entrance. And I know you're going on it, and I'm looking forward to jumping in the airboat with these two guys and watch them wrestle some hogs in the marsh. That should be very entertaining.
Yep, super exciting, and we're glad to do it with these guys. They're really knowledgeable about it, so they're looking forward to coming out with, I think it's White Bean down in that south part of Louisiana.
Tell me a little bit about the Weeks boys, their background. How did they end up from Georgia here at LSU?
You know, Don, honestly, that would probably be a better story from someone in LSU's recruiting office, but you know, we could certainly get a backstory on that. I wouldn't have a lot to say, but, you know, those guys were obviously talented players. Brian Kelly's group targeted them, got them here from, you know, a state where they're competing at the highest level. You know, I know they love to hunt and got linked up with their passion through, you know, the LSU football group that handles NIL in that department too. So we'll see. We'll get to learn more about that when we take them out.
Very good. Yeah, that'll be an interesting part of the interview. Well, Lance, anything else you want to add about before we go here with Bayou Wild and the Tigers in the Wild?
No, we're looking forward to it. You know, this first spring, people can see we'll be doing some teasers of when they'll be out and, you know, the student-athletes. So hopefully we have some fun. And I appreciate you mentioning the Troops for Tusk, because that's another piece of this that's intrinsic to, you know, everything good about, you know, some of these opportunities to expose these student athletes through NIL to not only the commercial side, but, you know, the conservation side of what we do.
Lance, before you go, people know you in the kayaking circles. You're a very avid kayak fisherman, and there's a big tournament was scheduled this weekend, the Minimalist Challenge, where they issue you a limited number of baits. Everybody fishes with the same. The playing field is equal as far as what you have to use to catch the fish. Looked like it was in jeopardy with this weather we had, and there's another front coming through, but what's the latest you can tell us about that?
Certainly appreciate what I do as a brand ambassador for Backpackers Hobie, but we are moving forward. I think what they have decided is going to be allowing some roadside fishing, not everyone limited to the launch, so the ability to move around, and so keeping it safe in case some folks don't feel safe on the water, they have the option to fish roadside.
Got it. Well, thanks for that fishing report. I don't expect to get many reports when they got a tournament coming up, but nobody wants to give away their spots and their tactics. Lance, thanks so much, and thanks for your part in putting Tigers in the Wild together with us on Bayou Wild TV. You're doing a fantastic job, and keep it up, and we'll look forward to making these episodes over the next few years. It should be an awful lot of fun.
Yep, same to you, Don, and you know, let me know when we can get some reports going on the weekends.
All righty. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you soon. That's Lance Burgos. He is the student athlete, the procurer, I guess you'd call him, for Tigers in the Wild. By the way, I got some text messages coming in. We'll get to those right after we come back from this quick timeout. And maybe we'll talk a little about this bear situation in Louisiana. Have you heard that? They're talking about putting in a hunting season, but a lot of people are opposed to it. We'll be back to talk about that and a whole lot more. I'm Don Dubuque, Infanul Norman on the Big 870 WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.